Honorable ministers, ambassadors, distinguished guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to FAO Award Ceremony 2017. We will recognize tonight the achievements of individuals and also institutions that are working hard to the zero hunger goal. It is very important to showcase positive results and concrete ways in which we can work together to make the zero hunger world a reality. Since 1968, FAO awards have been established on the basis of decisions made by FAO member countries during the conference. The Lizarraga Medal pays tribute to Margarita Salcedo Lizarraga, a former senior fishery officer. The other four awards are named after former FAO Director Generals in commemoration of important advance they made in improved food security. Binay Sen, Adeki Buerma, Edward Sauma, and Jacques Diouf. I would like to offer a warm welcome to start tonight to Ambassador William Swing, the Director General of the International Organization for Migration, OIM. EOM has developed a crucial work to highlight the link between migration and food security. And the organization is one of the two winners this year of the Jacques Diouf Award. Migration is now high on the international development agenda. FAO and IOM are working closely together to address the structural drivers of distress migration and also to leverage the benefits of migration to a sustainable development. We don't need to forget that migration is one important path out of extreme poverty, especially in rural areas. I am very confident that we will make further progress next year when Ambassador Swing and I will assume our roles as co-chairs of the United Nations Global Migration Group. I would like to give a special welcome also to Her Excellency Vitória de Barros Neto, Minister of Inland and Marine Fisheries of Angola, that is seated here in the front, first row. She is the co-recipient of the Sauma Award this year. The Governor of Angola and FAO are collaborating successfully on aquaculture development to boost domestic fish supply, create employment, and reduce malnutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, my congratulations also go out to all the other awardees this evening. El Consejo Nacional para la Reglamentación y Fomento de la Industria Lechera, that is part of the Ministry of Agriculture of the Dominican Republic. The Commission for the Conservation of the Arctic Marine Living Resource based in Australia. The Rabobank Foundation, one of the best partners of FAO. The Zainab Wandanti the national television from Kenya. Kenny Lessa, Samoa Observer. I would like also to mention, of course, our laureated FAO staff. Dr. Rafael Zavala, our representative in Colombia, playing active role on the peace process in Colombia. Ms. Fatuma Said, our representative in Mali, that despite the hard environment has been able to keep the posts and keep support for the farmers in Mali. And Mr. Tomil Shikshikli, our representative in Afghanistan, don't need to say nothing about his environment. They have been working in conflict, difficult situation, and they have managed to improve FAO work in their countries. Rafael, Fatuma, and Tomil, your individual efforts are important stepping stones in paving the way towards the goal of FAO to achieve zero hunger. Thank you very much for your hard work. I hope that your achievements will be an inspiration for the others and many to come. I thank you all for your presence here today and for your kindly attention. Thank you.